In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
News, traffic, and the latest from the world of sports. This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Welcome into Wednesday on Rush Hour Sports. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you here for the hour. Matt's got Sports Open Line coming up after that. Tomorrow night, short Sports Open Line, right? Because we got some Billikens basketball again.
That's right.
But for tonight, full-on shows, you got 3 hours of sports coming your way starting right now.
Really four, because when I done, they replay Gas House Game.
That's right.
Yep.
Forgot about that. So, yeah, you got four straight hours of sports coming your way here on KMOX. Going to do a lot of baseball again today. Maybe a little change later on in the show. Something else will slide in there. But I want to start with a lot of baseball because, look, the offseason's here and... In this position, you know, when you're talking about changes and all of that, we've been waiting to see what this team is going to look like under essentially new management, right? It's not new ownership, but it's new management, and we're going to start finding out. You know, you got the general manager's meetings, what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
And then the winter meetings are a month after that-ish.
December 8th is the first day of the winter meetings.
Okay, so maybe 3 weeks after that, something like 3 or 4 weeks after the GM meetings. So we're going to start finding some things out pretty quickly as far as who's going to be traded. The rumors are going to start kicking in. And I think it's fun to jump in, you know, just now and talk a little ball and figure out if there's anything we've been missing. If there's anything that, you know, like as an example, we've talked a lot about the obvious trade candidates for the Cardinals, right? Lars Nootbaar, which is back burner now because of the injury and the recovery there. Nolan Arenado, obvious reasons.
Obvious.
Sonny Gray, obvious reasons. Brendan Donovan, again, obvious reasons. Good player, 2 years of control, getting near 30. A lot of reasons to keep him, but there are also a lot of reasons you would look at trading him. He's not a guy you're trying to get rid of. It's not an Arenado situation, but it's a guy that can probably bring you something of quality for the longer term. And you do have in-house answers for the position that he plays and for the lineup spot that he occupies.
Right.
Which is just as important.
It is. You have to have some coverage.
It's one thing if you got, okay, well, we know that Fermin can play second. You know, it's not that. It's that J.J. Weatherholt's knocking on the door. In fact, beating the door down. And he can occupy both a position that is similar to Donovan playing. Second base. He can play third too, Weatherholt. But also, he's a top-of-the-order hitter. That's not a guy you're going to hit eighth. That's a guy you're going to hit in the top two.
You have to make room for him.
Yeah.
You have to make room for him.
Yeah.
And we've talked about Burleson and Gorman. Are there scenarios where either of those guys get moved?
Yep.
Absolutely there are. I think you have to get enough. Gorman, I feel like, likely will not get traded because I don't think you'll get enough for him right now.
You never know. But I agree with you completely. I don't think the market is right to sell.
Yeah.
I think you'd be selling low. But if somebody came to you and made you the correct kind of offer, sure, you could do it.
If there's a team that's enthralled with the power of Nolan Gorman and they feel like that they can unlock him and they're willing to pay the price it takes to get him, well, then open up that door.
And maybe it's somebody that was thinking about drafting him when he was coming out. Like, there are a lot of times where somebody, you know, teams are like, we've always liked that player. I wouldn't say, I guess the point that we would both make is simple, though it's the same one, is that you're not forcing it there because you want to sell higher and not sell at a lower level. But if somebody offers you what you would want at that higher price tag, well, of course you're going to look at that and evaluate, because you have flexibility with the left-handed bats who play second base, third base, DH.
Yeah. And I don't mean to repeat something I've said over and over, but I think my number, I repeat it because it's a question that I have that I don't have an answer to. There was the reporting, I think, came from Katie Wu a few weeks ago, or maybe towards the end of the season, that said, of the four left-handed bats that we're talking about, so Nootbaar, Burleson, Gorman, Donovan, that the Cardinals were likely to move on from two of those.
Right.
So now we're in a world...
Probably one?
Well, that's the thing. Now we're in the world where Lars Nootbaar is likely untradeable because of the injury.
Right.
So does that mean that they still want to trade two, so it becomes two of three, or are they willing to trade just one of them and it becomes one of three? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Well, all said, but that's a big question.
Yeah. And I wonder if that is simply dictated by demand.
Maybe.
Because you can say, all right, we don't know for sure that Newt's going to be ready for the beginning of the regular season. Therefore, it makes some sense to have them all, because he might need more days off and we want to have coverage. But at the same time, I wouldn't pass on a good deal.
No.
If it presents itself, you can backfill. You can sign a, you know, mid-tier free agent to give you what you got out of some of those guys last year, as an example. Well, what I wanted to bring up today and kick around for a little bit, and you guys feel free to join us and throw in your two cents. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can easily just throw it in the comments. You can text 314-436-7900. Are there other trade possibilities, other guys that could be moved that we don't talk a lot about? I'm sure we've probably mentioned almost every name in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are a few guys that are worth discussing that we don't put at the forefront of trade talks, but that we probably should.
Yeah, the number one name that I would mention at this point, it would be Pedro Pais.
Agreed.
Because not to go back to runways, but this is your opportunity to get a legit look at Jimmy Crooks. And with Leonardo Bernal on the way, likely at AAA this year.
And for people that missed it, won the Minor League Gold Glove Award as a catcher.
Yeah.
While also hitting for real power at AA.
Yeah. You don't have a big window here to get a long look at Jimmy Crooks as a big leaguer. So I think the priority has to be getting that. And then we also don't know how legitimate the Cardinals are about Ivan Herrera going back to catching.
Yeah.
So if he's a two-day-a-week catcher, Herrera, then you can go into the season with those two guys as your only catchers.
Yeah, yeah.
If this Herrera catching again thing is just lip service, then your roster is going to have to include another catcher. Maybe that's Páez, but maybe it's also somebody like Joel Pozo. I mean, Pozo remains still the role that he was in last year to start the year as the veteran at AAA who's not going to embarrass himself in the big leagues. He can be that again for the Cardinals.
Right.
So there's, as much as I like Pedro Páez, from an individual personal standpoint, Páez is one of my favorite guys in that clubhouse. He's such a good dude, and the pitchers really trust him. He brings a lot of value to what he does. But when you think about this through the lens of the Cardinals in the future, not just this year, but moving forward, there's probably some value to having guys other than him in those roster spots.
Well, and here's the thing. He may be your best defensive guy now. I think we would probably all agree that he is. That's your best defensive catcher today. But if you're beginning in a rebuild, there are a lot of teams looking for catching. Some looking for a primary catcher, some looking for a timeshare catcher, some looking for a backup catcher. And they will give you something for that because it's a hard thing to find, and B, he's cheap and he's controlled for another 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. So
and he shows flashes of offense every once in a while.
Yeah, and look, I don't think he's ever going to be a plus hitter, but he can be adequate at the plate with some time and some work. We all know, and he's older, so it's not a comp to Yadi. Yadi was a much younger player when he broke through, and he was not a good hitter early in his career, but he became a good hitter. I'm not saying that Páez will do that. I'm saying there's an argument to be made for getting better. But when you have at least some mind to give Herrera some opportunity to get back there. And you have Jimmy Crooks, who pretty much doesn't have anything left to do in the minors.
No.
And then you've got Leonardo Bernal moving from Double A to Triple A, and he just won a gold glove, and he's a switch hitting catcher who has probably has 20 homer power. Not that he's going to get it. I think he will, but not, you know, that's never a guarantee, but he's got that kind of pop. And then you've got Raniel Rodriguez, who's, you know, 19, and he's not going to be here in the next 2 years, but he's coming and he can rake.
He can.
So, and maybe he's a first baseman down the road. Who knows? But yeah, I think Pajes is a really good possibility. I think teams will ask about him. And I think you got to listen with where you are right now. When you have this kind of catching depth, especially when you have the choice to keep Pozo around as a depth guy, either as a, you know, if you're going to keep three catchers in the big leagues, I'm not sure you can, but they did it last year.
Well,
for
they
some
had
of the
nine
year.
Catchers on the roster last year.
But that's a guy that could definitely fall into that. I think Jojo Romero we should be talking more about. If I were in Heim Bloom's seat, I would be actively looking to trade Jojo Romero this offseason. Every team is looking for relief help. Every team can use a left-hander that is, as at this point, a guy that has shown you he can pitch late in games. He's just coming off a year where he had a 2.07 ERA, and it was with a 3.32 expected ERA, so it's a good year. He's got a live fastball. He's got a really high-end breaking ball. His breaking ball was really highly rated this year. And he's only got 1 year left of team control. And he's 29. That's a valuable piece. A contender will give you something good for that player.
Yeah, they will. The problem there is it's going to require another move because you need some lefties in the bullpen.
Go get him anywhere. I mean, go just find him. Make him. Maybe it's Cooper Jerpy down the road. Maybe it's eventually Zach Thompson. I'm not. If we're rebuilding, we're not worried about coverage this year.
Yeah, but you just talked about coverage a few moments ago.
No, I agree. But yeah. I mean, I'll find it though. That's what I mean. In the outfield, I'll find it. I'll go sign a guy for $5 million.
You just
got to
make sure
spot.
You can. Like, that's the one thing. That's when we talk about a lot of these players. If the Cardinals move on from them, there's immediate roster resources to fill the spot. JoJo's one of those guys that's going to require another move.
Yeah, I would say that you got to add something from somewhere. Yeah. I mean, even without him. I don't know what the prognosis is for Zach Thompson.
You can't count on him.
No, I know you can't, but I'm just saying I don't know what it is. But if he's even in the mix, you've already got him and King as options, and then you would want to add to that.
If King's back, he's a non-tender candidate.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You have control of that at the moment, though.
Yeah.
So a lot to get to. We got more names to throw at you. We're going to get some of your messages on this as well. Just for now, talking about guys that don't get a lot of trade buzz, but maybe we should be talking more about, and I'm going to throw one more out there that I don't think is going anywhere, and I think it's going to be better to wait to move him, but if I was an opposing team, I would be asking about him. We'll get to that next up here on KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, Rush Hour Sports, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here. Going some Cardinals offseason stuff. We'll carry some more over into the second half of the show as well. Slightly different twist, but same idea. So we're kicking around some names of guys for the Cardinals that could be attractive trade pieces that we don't spend as much time on as we do the big names like Arenado and Donovan and all those guys. So we've already mentioned Jojo Romero and Pedro Pajes as guys that could be moved. If I'm another team, I'm calling you and asking you a bit about Riley O'Brien.
Yeah.
If I'm the Cards, I want to hang on because I'd like him to build his value up even more.
Right. Still very high ceiling.
Yeah.
But a guy who's also not super young.
And he's been injury prone, which is probably going to limit the offers at this point.
Right now. I think if he is somebody who could really increase his value. Let's say he's the closer on day one.
Yeah.
And he has a nice season leading into the deadline, then that I feel like it's worth the gamble because you're not going to get that much for him right now.
No.
If he comes in and he gets injured or he tanks his season or whatever, well, then you missed out on maybe some sort of low level lottery ticket of a prospect. But on the upside is if you want to trade him at the deadline and he's your closer and he's putting together a heck of a season, you could get something real for him.
We were talking about this the other day. If I'm in the seat that Chaim Bloom occupies, or if I'm in Ollie Marmol's seat, he's my closer day one. And it's not just because he did the job at the end of this year. It's because he's going to be 31. And he's not a long-term guy. I'd love to showcase him as somebody that could help a playoff team immediately because he's a guy that throws 100.
Yeah.
And I think that there could be value. So I agree with you. I wouldn't want to do it now. And I don't think the team would either for these very same reasons.
And long-term, I have more hope in Matt Swanson.
I do, too. I think he's their best reliever.
Yeah, the fact that he can go multiples, though, sometimes that keeps you out of the closer's role.
For a bit.
Yeah.
But there does, look at with Hader. At first it didn't stop that, but once you realize, man, this guy's the closer, then you can get back to a normal.
And what also happened with Hader was he was pitching multiples but not getting saves, and then that was impacting him in a negative
way
in arbitration.
Right.
And his agent and the team got together, and they agreed to make him a one-inning closer.
Yeah, I completely agree. Garland threw us a message on the stream. He's watching on YouTube. Said, is there a possibility if the Cardinals want a clean salary, they could move Contreras and work Herrera part-time at first base? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's ideal for a couple of reasons. One, he's got to approve a deal. And he's still saying that he likes it here and that he wants to stay.
And there's more he wants to accomplish here.
But I do think that he may be more willing. I don't know. But let's take that out. Because we'll just concede at the beginning, you'd have to have his approval. We all know that. The upside to it is he's a quality right-handed bat that will bat in the middle of any order. Now, he may not hit third on a top team, but he's going to hit fifth. Like on this Dodgers World Series team, he probably hits fifth.
Yeah.
He's going to hit right around Teoscar Hernandez, maybe the spot behind him, fifth or sixth. And that's the Dodgers. He's a good hitter. He's probably hitting fourth or fifth for the Blue Jays in that current lineup, the way that they structured it.
Yeah.
So he's a quality hitter. And he's a good first baseman. So somebody that would want to, and he's not a long-term commitment, which is a big deal for a lot of teams. He's a two-year commitment. The problems with doing that would be, A, getting him to agree, B, how bad will your lineup be if you take one of your only right-handed power sources out of it?
Yeah, so you would have to, this is going to have roster implications beyond that, because maybe it becomes something where you do play Herrera a little bit at first base.
Yeah, Burleson, yeah.
So those two guys would probably cover first base the most.
Yep.
That means you're going to have to find a right-handed bat hitting outfielder.
Which maybe Joshua Baez soon,
but not
on opening day.
Not on opening day.
Right.
So on opening day, you're going to have a right-handed hitting outfielder. You're probably going to have to carry three catchers then if you're using Herrera at first base very often. And I know people would also bring up, well, is that an opportunity to get Walker some time at first base?
No.
I would avoid that.
No. Leave him on the grass. He just needs more reps. And by the way, if he's not getting better by now, that's on him. That's not about ability.
Yeah.
That's on him. It's outfield. It shouldn't be that hard to be adequate when you're a fast runner with a big arm. Right? He doesn't have any physical reason why he can't play right field. There are some guys that stink in the outfield because they're just not, they don't run very well. They don't have a good arm or whatever. He runs incredibly well and he throws great. There's no excuse.
No. Some of those plays that weren't made were just shake your head type moments.
I really believe he takes his at bats to the field.
I do too.
Yeah. I think that his frustration carries with him and it limits his focus.
I bet if we compared like defensive run saves or out above average or whatever and put those in a time frame and compared it to when he's going well and not going well at the plate, I bet you would see them move together.
Look at it early in the year.
Yeah.
Early in the year, he was really good defensively. Yep. The first 2 months, he was rating as above average. And now his hitting wasn't great, but it was better then than it was as the season went along. And I think it's 100%. And again, young player, not trying to bury the guy, just saying that some of what he has to figure out is how his body works at the plate, mechanics, you know, approach, how do you hit the ball in the air, all that stuff. And some of it is just not carrying struggles from one to the other, right? Defensive struggles can't carry to the plate. Offensive struggles can't carry to the field.
Yeah. You want the guys just going to punch through the wall.
And I do blame the team for this. Because I still think he's probably 3 years short of the reps that he needed.
Probably.
And he didn't play any outfield in the minor leagues.
He didn't play enough outfield and I mean, the whole way they've handled him has not been
great. At this point, we're getting to the stage where it's on the player.
Yeah,
okay, you're now 3 years into being a big leaguer. This is no longer about what happened in A-ball. This is about adapting to this and being able to handle it.
I also don't want to spend much time anymore talking about like the sins of the father. Okay, what happened on the last baseball regime is in the past. Just move forward and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Matt Pauly. I'm Kevin Wheeler. Stick around. More Cardinals offseason talk coming your way after the news. It's Rush Hour Sports on KMOX. Rush Hour Sports, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here. Sports Open Line is coming your way after the top of the hour. What do you got tonight? What's going on?
Bernie will be on at 6:20 today. We'll hear a little bit from Jim Montgomery. We'll get that in just before the Blues get started tonight. Got a few other things. Be listening. Be tuned in.
I know we joked about it last night, but the Blues won a game.
Yeah.
What about tonight on the road at Washington?
Yeah, first of a back-to-back, too. Because they'll play Buffalo tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Bennington's going tonight, so that means Hofer tomorrow. And Hofer has not been good.
Man, I do, you know, I saw tip of the cap to my buddy Jeremy Rutherford. He had a really good piece today in The Athletic talking. We'll get back to baseball in a second, but talking about how a lot of the underlying metrics are better than what the record is. And that's true. And we talk a lot about that in baseball. It's, you know, this is one of the nice things about being in modern sports is you can understand more. Doesn't mean you're going to be better, because ultimately for a team, there's only one thing that matters, and it's your record.
Right.
You know, but understanding what's happening and what's not is very helpful in knowing or helping you know whether or not it can change.
Yeah, and if it's a temporary thing that you're not meeting your underlying numbers, then that happens to every team.
Yeah.
But like, I've jumped off the Lars Nootbaar train a little bit because for so long, the StatCast darling, we said, well, eventually this guy's numbers, his baseball card numbers, are going to catch up with everything else that he's doing. And that hasn't happened now. And then even the advanced numbers fell back for him this year. So there are times where the end results are not equal to what you get from the underlying numbers. And when that's happening, you have to adjust to it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not as simple as, oh, everything will be fine. It's just that and when it's early in a season, you need those kinds of things to know whether or not to panic. You know, if your underlying metrics match your record when you're this bad, you're like, well,
that's a problem.
This is going to be bad.
Yeah.
And with the Blues, I think there's still a case to be made that I think they're going to be a lot better. I'm still doesn't change the frustration level, though, that they do this every year.
Yes.
And there's something wrong with the leadership group on the roster. And I don't mean the front office and I don't mean the coaches. I mean the players. There's something wrong with this group of players when this happens every year.
Do they have that guy in the room who's just going to like get like have
I don't
that
know,
old
man.
School? And I know that doesn't happen
not,
as much
I'm not
in
into this
sports.
Team. You know, I was there a lot prior to 2019. Like I was around a lot and we knew who those guys were. It was David Backes. It was Alex Pietrangelo. You know, you had a lot of Alex Steen was a guy like that. I don't know. I'm just not as close to it as I used to be.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah. And
but the evidence would say no.
And we also, you have to pick and choose your spots more in today's world than you do in previous worlds.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, back to baseball in a second. First up, though, let's see what's going on the roadways. We'll check in with Captain Roger Brand and get a look at how our traffic looks.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it. Not looking forward to my drive home here in a little. It looks pretty crappy out there. Appreciate the update from Captain Roger Brand. Let's get back to baseball, Matt. We talked to, you know, about trade candidates and stuff in the first half of the show. And we kicked this around a little bit before the show. This is not, I'm not making the case that this is going to happen. It's too early to have any idea. But I don't think it's crazy that even if there are continuing subtractions of veteran players, I don't think it's crazy to think that the team should be as good, if not maybe even a little better than it was last year, depending on a couple of different things.
Yeah, it would take It would take some major, again, I'm not telling you that this team's going to be a division winning team.
I'm not even going there.
But can they be basically who they were this past year, even if two, three, four guys get traded?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It depends on, what does J.J. Weatherholt look like? What does Quinn Matthews look like if he's there on opening day? Does Nolan Gorman hit 30 home runs for you and get close to that if he's an everyday player? Does Jordan Walker find something this year? If some of these things happen, well, then you don't have to squint that hard for them to be at least as good as they were last year. Now, I know for people listening right now, they're going, well, who cares?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
What does it matter if you're a 78-win team or a 69-win team?
Well, trust me. The extra 9 or 10 losses will wear on you.
Yes.
If you've ever covered or been around a team that loses that wins less than 70 games, it's worse, trust me.
It is, but from a philosophical take a step back standpoint. What does it actually matter?
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, missing the playoffs is missing the playoffs.
Right.
But I'm just telling you, your day-to-day experience, you take away 8, 9, 10 wins, it changes it. I'm just telling you it does, man. Look at the difference. It's 78 versus 88. How huge a difference does that feel?
Huge. Huge. Absolutely huge. And as the person who is in the clubhouse every day trying to find guys to talk to for the pregame show, it really helps when the team is playing well.
Yeah.
Guys make themselves available a little bit more often when the team is playing well.
Yeah. I think this, without getting into trying to forecast massive turnarounds for players that struggled, like Walker, I don't think Gorman wildly struggled. So I don't put him in the same group. He wasn't good enough, but he was. If you get him a chance, if he can play like a little bit more regularly, you might just get a little more consistency. But he's still 100 points better on OPS almost than Walker. They're not the same guy. But even just taking that out, we don't even need to talk about the guys that really struggled getting significantly better. If you were to just get a healthier Ivan Herrera, if he could just play 130, 140 games instead of 100, what did he play? 107. That's a big difference. That's probably a few wins by itself if he's playing the extra 30 games.
I would, just to go back to something you said, though, Kevin, because I can't just let it go.
You have to.
I pushed back on the Gorman thing. In September, he appeared in 19 games, so it's a good amount of games. 157, 446 OPS. August, he played 26 games, so he played almost the entire month in August. 212 average. OPS was just a little bit over 700. Like, this is, I get that you're differentiating him from Jordan Walker because Walker was one of the worst players in all of baseball. But even when Gorman was given the, when Arenado gets injured and Gorman's being given the opportunity to play every day, the numbers were not good.
No, but you're getting jerked around all season long. His numbers were no different offensively than Mason Wynn's. The OPS is almost identical. It's 5 or 6 points different.
Wynn does other things for
you. No, I get it. I'm talking only about offense right now because obviously Gorman is not a good defender.
Wynn played on one leg for the final 3 months of the season.
Didn't Gorman have back problems?
They weren't impacting him the way Wynn was being.
Yeah, I just think it's a hard thing when you spend 3 months coming out of spring training barely playing. It's going to jack up your season.
But I hate that comparison because they were literally going to Mason Wynn every single day and saying, do you feel good enough to play today? That's a guy who should have never been playing in the first place.
I don't disagree. But, let's put it this way. How many of the guys that did play regularly actually outperformed Gorman this year?
A handful.
Three.
Yeah.
Four, maybe.
But so 2 years ago, I had the argument with people on the postgame show because Burleson was your best hitter, and he got lifted for a pinch hitter at one point in a righty lefty type situation. And I was getting the old, you can't take your best hitter out of the game in that moment. It's like, it's not Alec Burleson's fault that he's the best hitter because you don't have better hitters. So I don't like the comparing Gorman to the rest of the team. You didn't have enough good hitters. In a perfect world, you would have had a bunch of guys who had better offensive seasons than Nolan Gorman.
Yeah, I don't put him in the category of the other of a guy like Walker. They're not even close.
I don't either.
He's in the category of Lars Nootbaar and Mason Wynn offensively. That's where he is.
I separate Wynn from that, but yes, I put him in the same category as Nootbaar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I don't know why we are. But we don't have to forecast major changes for those guys, is what I'm saying.
Right.
You get a healthier Ivan Herrera, which is not ridiculous, right? Because he doesn't have chronic injuries. He had weird ones. If you get a little bit, you know, a little bit, you don't have an injury here for Contreras where he missed a bunch of time. I think there's between a little bit better luck in that regard and not running three of the worst starting pitchers in the game out there. I don't know who's going to be the full rotation yet. You know, we know who the guys are at the moment. Mm-hmm. And we know that there are young guys that can push their way into that. But I don't see, other than Pallante being Pallante because he's the same guy, I don't see anybody being as bad as Michaelis and Fetty were. Or I shouldn't say that. I don't see them being any worse.
Yeah,
it's hard to be worse than guys that ranked in the bottom 10.
And like I told you yesterday, I don't think Pallante's on the team. I think he's going to be a non-tender. I know we disagree on that.
I don't know that I would say I totally disagree. I'm just not as sure about it. I think there's a case to be made that if you want to have pitching coverage, you're not going to find coverage any cheaper than what you're going to pay him.
That was actually what I was thinking about when I was driving home last night, because I go back through like stuff that we talk about in my head. And that's the reason to do it, just to have coverage in case things go bad.
Yeah.
And worst case scenario is he doesn't make the team, you get rid of him
in Memphis
training or in Memphis, whatever, and you're on the hook for $3
million. Because if you're going to fill that from outside, just a fifth starter to have coverage, it's going to cost you that much money anyway.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a guy with upside.
But at least then you can get a replacement level player, and Pallante was a below replacement level guy this past year.
I'm not sure that you're getting any better, though. Like, who's the guy that comes in for $3 million?
I don't know.
I mean, like, Kyle Hendricks? He's retiring, I know, but like that's what you're talking about. Like nobody that's going to be a quality pitcher is going to come in for that low.
Can you get a guy who's going to give you a 4.5 ERA?
Not for $3 million. That guy's going to cost you $8 million. I mean, look at what guys went for. You know, Kenta Maeda got $10 million in 2 years or whatever.
I'm going to be really curious to watch the starting pitching market this year, because last year it was insane where we saw these middle rotation, lower, like fourth and fifth starters were going and getting double-digit $1 million.
Yeah.
That's got to come back. That's got to come back a little bit. If it doesn't, everything you're saying is spot on.
Which is why I err on the side of just keep him and don't even get caught up in that.
Yeah.
But wouldn't bother me if they moved on. Because I don't want to see the same movie again. That's the big thing. That's Matt Pauly. I'm Kevin Wheeler. We'll wrap up Rush Hour Sports next on KMOX. All right, Rush Hour Sports on KMOX. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here until 6. You got Sports Open Line from 6 till 8. And then the Gas House Gang from 8 to 9 tonight. So busy.
They had your boy today.
Yeah, Jason, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason Sklar was on. I'm so bummed, man. Those guys are going to be in town in a week. I'm not going to be here.
Comedy festival going on. They're the
Flyover
big
Comedy Festival. It's great. It was great. Like, we went last year.
Okay. Aziz, the guy
parked. I'm sorry.
Is going to be, he's hilarious.
Yeah, that it was a great, if you guys, I haven't talked to the guys in a little bit, Jason and Randy, they're buddies of mine. It was a great festival. It was a great one. And getting to see the guys and, you know, I mean, it's a cool thing, man. It's a really good setup. And they got different venues all around town, so you can go to multiple shows. You can get tickets, like things that will cover you getting into all of them or a bunch of them. So it's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. Glad the boys get to come home. Unfortunately, I will be out of town next weekend, so I don't get to participate in any of that. So it goes sometimes, you know? Too bad. The offseason is like free agency starts tomorrow.
5 days after the final. Has it been 5 days?
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow.
Again, it's such a non-big deal.
I know. Yeah. It's such a bummer. I think it's like tomorrow at 5 Eastern or something like that is when it kicks in. I do wish in this way that you had a little more urgency right out of the gate. But the nature of the baseball offseason, because the GM meetings are still 2 weeks away, and then you know, the winter meetings are, 6 weeks from now, 7 weeks from now, whatever it is. It's just going to play out at a slower pace.
My idea, and it's not going to fix everything, and in some ways it's a really dumb idea, is to actually wait to open up free agency until the winter meetings and have like a 1 week or 2 week legal tampering period leading into that, so you can get like an influx of things happening as the winter meetings get started.
I hate the tampering thing. Let's just call it something else. Okay. Like that, you can talk, but you can't sign. And then he's like,
whatever.
But I mean, I don't think that's a dumb idea at all. I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
I would totally back that.
Thanks.
If I were the king of baseball, I would be taking your suggestion.
Cool.
Because I think that would generate a lot more excitement.
It would have to.
Nothing's going
to
happen really between, I mean, not nothing, but almost right. nothing between yeah. then and now. All right, buddy, have fun tonight.
All right, thank you.
Sports Open Line is coming up after the 6 o'clock news on KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.